ladies and gentlemen, it's Gino Salamone.
Good to see you, Gino. How are you?
Gino, this is the best interview I've ever done in my entire life.
Gino Salamone.
Good morning. Time to go to Hollywood with Gino Salamone. Gino, I was looking in a website called Slate, and they had an article about famous movies and the fact that the title they ended up with is not necessarily the title that they started off with. For example, the movie Pretty Woman was originally called 3,000. At the beginning of the film, Edward offers Vivian $3,000 to get her a new wardrobe for their little charade. And that's where the 3,000 came from, obviously. That didn't test well, so they changed the name. Back to the Future 2 is going to be Paradox, which would have been very strange.
Yeah. Sounds like a Matrix movie.
It
honestly does. Alien was Star Beast. The reason they changed it is because the filmmakers realized at the table read how many times the word alien appeared in the script. Oh. They kept saying the word, and they were like, you know what? Let's just go with it. Goodfellas was originally called Wise Guy. It comes from the film source material, a 1985 nonfiction book. Point Break was Johnny Utah, and I think my favorite one was I'm going to give you the working title. Teenage sex comedy that can be made for under $10 million that your reader will love, but the executives will hate.
Apple, no, American Pie?
You're right. American Pie.
I mean, there is an apple pie, but...
Yeah, American Pie, that's what it turned out to be. Indiana Jones 5 is filming right now. James Mangold, how do we know him?
He did Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash biopic.
Okay, well, because online, the criticism has been so harsh of... And I'm talking about a film that's being made right now, but, you know, trolls are out everywhere. He actually tweeted out, maybe, just maybe, I won't let you down. I cherish old Hollywood pictures. Give me a little air to make this film and then make your judgments, okay?
No one judges anything.
Oh, my God.
They judge it before they've seen it.
Indiana Jones, of course, yes, starring Harrison Ford, who's got to be pushing 80, getting close to it. Anyway, and when it comes to movie stars nowadays, there are very few that are bigger than Chris Pratt.
Right, and there's a movie that he's produced called The Tomorrow War that starts this Friday on, I believe it is Amazon. Let me check on that. But okay. So travelers come from the future to tell the current people that there is a war with the aliens and they need to transport soldiers to the future to fight the aliens. It sounds a little strange, but yeah. Before we even got started, Chris Pratt did something so amazing for me, and he's not on Cameo, and this was long before there was Cameo. My niece was getting married. Chris Pratt was her favorite, and Jim O'Hare from Parks and Rec, who plays Jerry, contacted him, and within 10 minutes, he sent me a video for my niece's wedding that was hilarious, that the crowd loved, so I thanked him.
Oh, very nice.
What you did for my family, I don't know if you remember. That's how great a guy you are. You did something for my niece's wedding video. You are cherished in my family. Thank you.
Oh, buddy, of course I remember. It's so nice. How are they doing?
They're doing great. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad you can say no. It didn't work. I'm glad to hear they're doing well.
Anything, a kidney, cash, whatever you need, always.
You know what? Listen, a kidney is fine. I'll get you my info and we'll get that.
A kidney will be fine.
So he's been doing interviews on and on, and the studio person asked me, said, if you can you just make him laugh? So I tried something.
All right.
That's right. We do the whole thing, and it's based on Cats. The success of the film, we wanted to really play on that. So, yeah, we got Lin-Manuel Miranda to do all the alien music, and it's really good. If you love Hamilton, you're going to love the Tomorrow War.
A musical.
Yes, I asked him, right. This is a musical, isn't it?
And, yeah.
You know, he's so funny on Off the Cuff. So he talked about wanting to be part of it and being part of the whole creative process with this movie.
I came on this very early. I was an executive producer on this, so I was able to read the script and make the decision to help bring this movie to the world. And really, like Woodabon said, it had a lot more to do with the emotion and the heart and the character of the story than just the world-saving elements and the big set pieces and the action. All of that stuff, by the way, is amazing, but it's accompanied by a really great story that makes you think and makes you feel, and it's an awesome, awesome movie.
And it is Amazon Prime, so it's coming up in the next
week. I don't even know how they keep it straight, though.
I know.
I don't know. They've got so many roles. They're filming so many movies.
Yep.
You think they have to kind of re-educate themselves?
When you're executive producer, you know damn well what it's
right.
coming
no, no, but I mean, yeah. these actors you talk to, I'm surprised they even remember some of the, you know. But then again, it's their job. So.
Sure.
Right.
And Brian Gutman is a comedian who talks about going to the movies. And he says, do you ever go to the movie and then you get back and talk to somebody and they say, you know, the book was better.
You get like the super duper hipster. You know, like the guy that only uses homemade toothpaste and collects rainwater. It's a very judgmental group, you know, whether it's over music or movies, like any movie at all, there's a way to critique it. Any, like even just as you're watching something, just walk in, just like, really? Seriously? You like Short Circuit? The book is better. Like, and I don't really mind that thing, like the book better thing. I don't, but I just hate the reason that they always back it up with. It's the same reason every time where she's like, yeah, a lot of good stuff in the book, not in the movie. See that? Left out a lot of good stuff from the book. Yeah, that's because those books are long. Like, who would want to watch that movie? Like, who wants to be in the theater with their friends, like, 8 hours into it, just like, what page are we on?